extravagant God, your abundance always surprises me. Sometimes I refuse it. I don't mean to, but I say no, or I act in a way that seems to get the message across loud and clear. No, thank you. Why is it that your love continues to catch me off guard or even offend me? I suppose the reasons are many. Maybe it's when my ego won't take a back seat, or my fear is driving, or I'm just not actually present to what is actually happening. Your love takes countless forms. It's mostly always outside of my own imagination for it. Sheesh. Your patience with me, well, that wakes me up. So continue to wake me up, offending God, with smells and sounds, and the people I come into contact with who remind me that your love is there too. Like especially those closest to me, friends or family. Make your love through them so obvious today that even I can't miss it. And I pray for my colleagues across southern Minnesota participating in your good news today. Make them bold in your love and remind them that they are not alone. Remind me that through singing and praying, bread and wine and water, that death is no match for you. There is always a new way. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Well, breathe in the fragrance of God's love for you and let it wake you up, dear pastors, deacons, and chaplains. Don't be afraid. God is with you.